Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
You're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WBFF 97.7. Glad you could be with us. Any day reading God's Word is a good day. You should do it every day. You should dive into it, look at every single word, look at every phrase, examine every sentence, read it out loud, let it come into your own ears, read it slow and methodically, because every time you read it, you will get something new. I've read this book over 100 times in its entirety, and every time I go into it, God gives me something else. There is a lot of things between the lines. One single word that just looks like a common word, but in the context of that sentence, if you examine it, it could change everything. And if you've been with us here on WBFF 97.7 on Between the Lines, you will see, you will have heard a lot of things that you haven't heard in church. But I tell you what, follow us on WBFFradio.com. Catch up on all the episodes. And I'm showing you right here in the Bible where it is in black and white. You just have to examine it closely. Forget what you've been told and read it for yourself. We're here in the starting book of Joshua today. Children of Israel have come out of Egypt. Abraham's first covenant. You know, Pastor told you it was the Ten Commandments, but it wasn't. Read it for yourself, book of Genesis. God said to Abraham, I make a covenant with you. Follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. One is the spirit man, and one is the spirit man subjecting the flesh man. And that worked through the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they were able to follow God under that covenant, but the children, when they came out of Egypt, just couldn't do it. God noticed. One day they follow him, the next day they didn't. He gave them the name stiff-necked, disobedient children. And Moses struggled for years trying to save their lives by falling on his face and begging God not to kill them for their disobedience. So we're coming in to the land of Canaan. Joshua has just taken over for Moses. Moses was allowed to see the land but not go in because in his weariness he disobeyed God. God said, speak to the rock. Tell them I give them water. Moses, in his anger and his despair from trying to father all these disobedient children, he hit the rock with his staff and said, I give you water. No glory to God. So Moses has died, and Joshua has been put in his place. We're 40 years late coming into Canaan. God brought them there like he said he would, straight from Egypt. Just took a couple of years. They got there. They sent 12 spies into the land. 10 of them come back with, woe is me, horrible reports about how strong the people were and how big the people were. There are giants there. There's no way we can do this. 2 of them said, yes, let's go right now. Let's do it right now. God is with us. But the other 10 went out through the camp and the congregation and riled up the people, and they all became depressed because God, with all the miracles he did bringing them out of Egypt, there's no way he can do this. Yeah. We're done. He brought us out here to be destroyed. So God, in his anger, wanted to wipe them out right there on the spot. Once again, Moses fell on his face and pleaded with God. He said, what will the world think? What will all the other nations think? You used all your power to bring them out of Egypt, and you brought them out here just to wipe them out. It won't look good on the 5 o'clock news, my Lord. God says, you're right. You're right, Moses. These people that you brought out of Egypt are a disobedient people. And Moses reminded him, no, they're yours. You made them. You actually brought them out. You just put me in charge. Yeah. So there we are. So God said, you know what? Every one of them will die before they go in. We're going to go in the wilderness. We're going to wander around for 40 years until everyone from the age of 20 up that disbelieved, every man that disbelieved from 20 up will die, and then I will take you in. We are at that point right now. Joshua's in charge, and they're getting ready to cross the river. Book of Joshua, chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go ye over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Just want to put one more thing into my introduction today. God had told them numerous times, when you cross over, you rid the land of all of them, and you make no covenants with them. If you do this, you will have blessings. If you don't do this, you will have cursings, and they will be a thorn in your side. Do not make a covenant with any of them, and make sure you remove all of them from the land. Verse number 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness, and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward going down to the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not a man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. The anointing that Moses had is now on Joshua. I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Okay, that is the second covenant. When the Israelites could not follow God with the first covenant, follow me with all your heart, circumcise your children, God piled on the physical things, the bondage, things that you have to do with your hands to try to cover your own sins. When before followed me with all your heart, God was in a very forgiving of sins nature. But now, just like it was in the garden when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they made fig leaves, they tried to cover their own sins. So that's what God has given them now, a massive volumes and volumes of things to do to try to cover your own sins so that you can feel like you're trying to follow God. And the entire thing is designed to make them want the simplicity of the covenant that God made with Abraham. And this will take hundreds and hundreds of years before God will actually put it back with Jesus Christ's sacrifice to the simplicity of follow me and be baptized. One is the spirit man following God with all his heart, and the other one is the spirit man subjecting this flesh to an outwardly worldly profession of faith through baptism. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither bow thee be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, and go into possession of the land which the Lord God giveth you to possess it. So get it in your mind, because this is not a little group of children where Joshua stands up and yells, all right, in 3 days we're going through. He brought hundreds of men, the captains of many, and he told them, go out through the congregation and tell them in 3 days we're going over. We're talking, we've estimated about 3 million people at this point. 2.5 to 3 million people. So it's going to take an entire day just so they all know that they're going over in 3 days. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites, to half of the tribe of Manasseh, spake Joshua, saying, now those are the three tribes that decided they didn't want anything to do with God's inheritance. They're going to stay on this side because the land is good and the grass is good, and we got a lot of cattle and we kind of like it here. And I'm thinking that they want to get away from this law. And if we're on this side, maybe they'll just forget about us and we'll just live lives like we want to live them. Verse 13, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on the side of Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord has given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. So, leave your wives and your children and your cattle, but you're going with us, all ye men of war, to help your brethren conquer the land. Once that's done, you can come back. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. If you don't do what you say, you're going to die. Chapter 2. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. The king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said, thus, there came two men unto me, but I wish not whence they were. So she told a lie, one of those many sanctioned deceptions that you will see throughout this book in the time of war. Misinformation can be the greatest truth. Deception is the greatest truth, and God uses it many times. You know, thou shalt not lie. There is a spiritual warfare going on, you know. If you are on the side of God, you must try in every aspect to fight against evil. And the woman took the two men and hid them and said, thus there come men unto me, but I wish not whence they were. She said, I don't know where they went. It came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went out, I wot not. Pursue them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she laid in order upon the roof. So she hid them in a hole on the roof. And the men pursued after them the way of Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of thee. You remember what God said, Jonathan, back in the last book? I will send my angel out before you into the land, and I will put the terror of you in every heart in that land. They know what's coming. And this lady realizes this is the God of heaven, and it's a futile effort to try to fight against the God of heaven. So she wants to be on his side. Good for her. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man, because you, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. What did she just do there? She proclaimed, your God is the God of heaven. Mm-hmm. And see, this Bible has always included everyone. You know, the children of Israel, God's chosen people, but he said dozens of times, any stranger that wants to come here can become one of you. Just be circumcised and follow me with all your heart. And she wants to follow God. and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And there is another testament there that one in a household can bring salvation to all. And the men answered her, our lives for yours, if ye utter not this business, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. And she let them down by the cord through the window, for her house was upon the town hall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless in this thing, in this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. Thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household unto your home. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head. And we will be guiltless. Whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be our head. If any hand be upon him, and if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Bring all your family into your house. Let the scarlet thread out your window, and you guys will be fine. If anybody leaves, you won't be fine. There's going to be a Passover. It's going to pass over your house. Imagine scarlet. Isn't that something like red?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. God and his symbology is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. They went and came unto the mountain and abode there 3 days until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua, the son of Nun, told him all things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, truly the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. Interesting that Joshua sent two. Moses sent 12. 10 came back with a bad report. 2 came back with a good report. He said, I ain't taking no chances. I'm going to go with 2 this time.
Yeah, it's just 50-50 then.
Yeah. Chapter 3, Book of Joshua, here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, God's Amazing Manuscript. Basic information before leaving Earth. Don't go home without reading at least once, because the master will ask you, have you read my book? Chapter 3, and Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. It came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the coast. They commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, and they went before the people. The Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without you fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. All the Amites are coming out of there. And remember, don't make a covenant with any of them.
Yeah.
And make sure they all leave or die.
Yeah, wipe them out. Don't play around.
Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribe of Israel, out of every tribe a man. It shall come to pass that as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord, The Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. You don't hear much about that one. Mm-mm. You hear about the parting of the Red Sea. I guess it's a bigger body of water, more spectacular, but God did the same thing right there with the Jordan. As soon as the ark passed into the waters, it dried up and a big pathway was set before them. And it came to pass when the people were removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come into Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. This was the time of the highest water. At the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam, and his besides Zetan. And these that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. A massive lake built up on the high side of the river, and all the water stopped, and the people passed over. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Now this, in my mind, is even as spectacular as the Red Sea, because it took all day to bring the waters of the Red Sea to part. God says a strong wind started to blow, and the waters swaged and slowly came apart and dried the ground up. This was an instantaneous one. Mm-hmm. As soon as the priest's foot dipped in the water, the waters parted and the ground dried up. Chapter 4, book of Joshua. Came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe, a man, and command ye them, saying, take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan. Take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean you by these stones? A memorial will be there. That will have reason for the future generations to ask about what happened here today. You ever go to like Washington, D.C., and what is that statue about, Daddy? You know, and your dad, it gets the wonderful time with you to tell you of why that statue's there. That's what God says. I want a memorial so they will ask, because forgetting is the one of the biggest problems that these people have. At one point, a few hundred years down the road, they've forgotten there's even a law. Mm-hmm. When they priests find the ancient book, look, sire, we've found this ancient manuscript.
Yes, and they have the temple in the middle of the red light district.
Yes, yes, debauchery everywhere. Yeah. They had gone down to absolute debauchery, and then they find the manuscript. God says, remember, he's always constant theme in here. Place my word all around you all the time. Attach it to your bodies so you don't forget. Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over. It came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priest in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle through the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. The Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up upon the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before. And the people come up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in the time to come, saying, What mean these stones? And ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us, until we're gone over. All the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. We are in the book of Joshua. David and Jonathan are Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WVFF 97.7. Glad you could be with us here today. Chapter 5. Came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. At that time the Lord said unto Joshua, Make thee sharp knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. Joshua made him sharp knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. This is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males. Even all the men of war died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. So we see that the entire time they were in the wilderness, they were not following the covenant that God said. Circumcise your children on the eighth day.
First or second.
Yes.
That they established.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would show them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised. For they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. Came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp, till they were whole. All right, so we had to lay around for at least, what do you think, 10, 12 days?
Or, yeah.
I'd be a little too sore to go out and fight.
Yep. No working in the field.
Yeah, and the Lord said unto Joshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the names of the places called Gilgal unto this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. They did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn on the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And you got to keep remembering this stuff. God has been providing them with manna from heaven. It was like dew in the morning, little white wafers of angel food for 40, 44, 45 years now. Amazing. And at certain times, they were so sick of manna that they got angry with God and caused God to. He said, we want meat. We're tired of this angel food. He said, you want meat? I'm going to give you meat to where it's coming out of your ears, to where you don't even want it ever again. And that's when remember the flood of quail that came into the camp?
Yes, 3 feet high.
Feet high and the stretch, what was it, 15 miles in all directions?
Yep, and you better gather them all.
Oh, and they went crazy at first, just snatching up the quail. And then 30 days later, please get rid of this quail. That man is sounding pretty good right now.
The word Gilgal in Hebrew, I just looked it up really quickly, stands for Circle of Stones.
Circle of Stones, there you go. They put the little monument up.
Right, and they're talking about after he crossed over, he's saying, take 12, set them down.
Yeah, so, that kind of clears it up for me. I was thinking they built a little, pile. But
that's where I was at, too.
Put them in a circle.
Right, you've got millions of people, and I'm just like, how high can you go?
Yeah, and these were big stones. He said, put them on your shoulder and carry them out. And they, in Hebrew, the true Hebrew was a very strong person.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned.